Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 56. This is another psalm of David and we know when it happened. It is when the Philistines seized him in Gath. If you want to read more about the context, then go and read in 1 Samuel chapter 21. Today we're going to be reading the psalm twice, first from the New Living Translation, and for the second time we're going to read it from the New American Standard Bible. So join with me as we read Psalm 56 from the New Living Translation. O God, have mercy on me, for people are hounding me, my foes attack me all day long. I am constantly hounded by those who slander me, and many are boldly attacking me. But when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. I praise God for what he has promised. I trust in God, so why should I be afraid? What can mere mortals do to me? They are always twisting what I say. They spend their days plotting to harm me. They come together to spy on me, watching my every step, eager to kill me. Don't let them get away with their wickedness. In your anger, O God, bring them down. You keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have recorded each one in your book. My enemies will retreat when I call to you for help. This I know. God is on my side. I praise God for what he has promised. Yes, I praise the Lord for what he has promised. I trust in God, so why should I be afraid? What can mere mortals do to me? I will fulfill my vows to you, O God, and will offer a sacrifice of thanks for your help. For you have rescued me from death. You have kept my feet from slipping, so now I can walk in your presence, O God, in your life-giving light. And now we read the same psalm again from the New American Standard Bible. Be gracious to me, God, for a man has trampled upon me. Fighting all day long he oppresses me. My enemies have trampled upon me all day long. For they are many who fight proudly against me. When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you, in God whose word I praise. In God I have put my trust. I shall not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? All day long they distort my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They attack, they lurk, they watch my steps, as they have waited to take my life. Because of their wickedness, will there be an escape for them? In anger, make the peoples fall down, God. You have taken account of my miseries, put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book? Then my enemies will turn back on the day when I call. This I know, that God is for me, in God whose word I praise, in the Lord whose word I praise. In God I have put my trust, I shall not be afraid. What can mankind do to me? Your vows are binding upon me, God. I will render thanksgiving offerings to you, for you have saved my soul from death. Indeed, my feet from stumbling, so that I may walk before God in the light of the living. So this is Psalm 56, and David is in a tough situation. The Philistines have seized him. He says, my enemies are trampling on me all day long. But he doesn't dwell in that place at this time. He doesn't keep talking about how much his enemies trample him. He says about what they're doing, they're trying to distort his words, that their thoughts are evil, they're lurking and attacking. But he says, when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. And he builds himself up. And he says, well, who is God? Well, in God, whose word I praise, in God, who I have put my trust. And he says later again in verse 10, in God, whose word I praise, in the Lord, whose word I praise. God's promises are the same. God's promises stand true. God doesn't fail to keep his promises to us. He promised never to leave us or forsake us. And he keeps that promise. And this, David knows well. He knows that God is the one who can save him. If God, who is mighty and immortal and all-powerful, is with him, well, he says, I shall not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? What can mankind do to me? You may have heard the phrase, if God is for me, who can be against me? We trust that if God is with us, we will see him work in mighty ways to save us and deliver us and protect us. He saves our souls from death. He keeps our feet from stumbling. So are you afraid? Put your trust in God. What can mere mortals do when God is on our side? This has been Daily Psalm Reading. Today we read Psalm 56. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you and goodbye.